While confirmation puts a good amount of focus on you three confirmands and this achievement that you've made, this goal you've reached, it's really about much more than that. It's about moving forward from here, all of us together as followers of Christ. And it's being reminded about how vital and beautiful life as a follower of Jesus really is. So we know we live in a world that is running headlong in other directions, away from God, away from Christ. We live in a world of polarities, right and wrong, black and white, in and out. Gradations between things, nuances get washed out in this. We see it in the news and in what we overhear and in our relationships. We see it between others, and we know it in ourselves, this dividing, this splitting that goes on. And for a lot of people, it becomes the norm, this barking and biting and splitting off from each other. Sadly, it's the way of life for a lot of people, and it goes way back. It's the way of life for this world. It is, well, we learn in confirmation, it's the fall, it's sin. We live in a world that is racked by this. So it's important for us to know and to remember, all of us, including on this Confirmation Sunday, as we claim the promises of Jesus, and as we stand with you and confirm with you faith in Jesus Christ. It's important to know and remember that as much as the ways of this world get a lot of airtime and work their way into us, there's another way to live. It's the way of Jesus. It's what Jesus said in John wrote in John 14, where he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So listen to that section from John 14. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are plenty of rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very, very truly, I tell you, all who have faith in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for me anything in my name, and I will do it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I'm just going to talk for a few minutes today because we want to hear from you, Paige and Alex and Thomas, to hear your expressions of faith and to see the projects that you've achieved, that you've created for this. But before we move into the rite of confirmation, I want to give you a life goal to pursue, something to hold on to and pursue in the long arc of your life to come. And simply this, to follow the way of Jesus. To follow the way of Jesus. It's a goal that you can carry your whole life long, no matter how long you live. Continue to learn about him, read his word, ask questions about his life, continue to ask questions about him, and ask for his presence in your life day by day, even in all the complex things that come to you. Follow the way of Jesus. As I mentioned earlier, there are other ways, many other ways of living, that can move to center stage, things that split and divide and diminish. And it's tempting to tip our lives in that direction. You and all of us can be very easily tempted day by day to live in a direction other than toward Jesus. And it's easy to live that way. To go with the flow of the world, it seems almost instinctive to live that way. And that's the old story that is summed up throughout Scripture, the story of the fall of sin. The way of Jesus, of following Him, is harder. It's harder. It takes thought. It takes intention. It leans toward humility rather than pride. It means sitting in the back rather than pushing toward the front. But the way of Jesus is the wisest, truest, most beautiful way of life that there is. And this is our deepest prayer for you three, for all of you, for all of us. There's a lot that I could include about living this life of following Jesus, the way of Jesus, but I'll just touch on three things today. The first is that we, in following the way of Jesus, we live an accompanied life. An accompanied life. We're not on our own trying to figure out all of this, like trying to swim the rapids all by yourself as all the challenges of life come to us. We're not on our own needing to just look out for ourselves all the time. We are accompanied. And that comes as a gift. It's what Jesus said in John 14. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you, to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will be in us and with us. He'll teach us and remind us of everything Jesus taught and go with us as reconcilers and peacemakers into this very divided and broken world. So I hope, I pray, that you will know that you are accompanied day by day by day. The gift, the presence, the direction, the reminding power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that we all will. Secondly, in following the way of Jesus, we can live a life caught by wonder. Things happen. Things come to us. Awareness is sparked to life in us. And sometimes beyond what we can grasp or say, we're caught by wonder. And with wonder comes the companion of joy. Things like answered prayer that can take our breath away, or unanswered prayer and a hard-to-explain peace comes anyway. Or there's that hard-to-describe alertness to the presence of God, where you can feel God's presence very closely. You can feel it on your skin and filling your lungs, and you can't even put it into words. That's that wonder. And wonder tips toward joy. I want to keep leaning into this, and I pray that you will continue to learn and grow in this. So many people lose a sense of wonder and a sense of joy in life of just getting things done and just gathering things up, and they become joyless. So I pray that you will be caught by wonder and filled with joy day by day. So an accompanied life and being caught by wonder. The third thing is, following the way of Jesus, we're called into a life of blessing. I was reminded of this last Wednesday evening as we watched a DVD in the adult Bible class by a man named Dallas Willard. And some of you saw that this morning in the class. Dallas Willard describes blessing like this. Blessing is a way of projecting good into the life of someone else, not by power that we have, but by the presence of Christ in us. It's projecting good toward others by the power of Christ within us. To live a life of blessing means to ask God through Jesus for our lives to bless other lives. It means inviting God to generously pour out good from us onto the lives of others, family, friends, people who bug us, people who love us, everybody. To live a life of blessing means to put into words the words, put into practice the words we'll say at the end of, or a little while, as a benediction, and then at the end of worship. Words that God has given to us, which by His grace can grow us into people who are blessed and who become blessings to others. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance. And Dallas Willard said that means, may the Lord look directly at you in a very personal way. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. So Paige and Alex and Thomas, we've had a couple years of gathering together and learning and getting to know each other and learning about faith and about following Jesus. And there were a lot of things I wish we could have gone into much more deeply. But you've got this whole church, and you've got your families as a rich resource for growing and learning and moving deeper, following the way of Jesus. So I will end with this. Last week I went to see one of our oldest members, Wally Berg. He is soon to turn 96. I was with him on Thursday, and I told him about you. I described you to him. I told him about confirmation happening today. And I asked Wally Berg if he had any words of advice about following Jesus as he's done his whole life, 96 years. And he thought for a few moments. And he said, yep, I've got some words. And he leaned forward for emphasis. And he said this, and you should write this down. Tell them, get with it early and stay with it. Get with it early and stay with it. And then he filled it out just a little bit more. He said, tell them, don't mess around with other things. This is where you'll find life. This is the path to follow. Jesus, even at 96, I need help from the Holy Spirit every day. Tell them that, Pastor. Get with it early and stay with it. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to this point in worship and this point in life for these students, we commit them to you and pray that they would do that very thing every day, to commit themselves, to offer over their lives, their days, their fears, their joys, offering over all of it for your use and for your gracious power. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.